Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble. With exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
What happens when a popular rock radio DJ retires, sells everything, and with his wife, takes off in an RV to see America? Ho, ho, ho! It's the Rockin' the RV Life podcast with Jeff and Patty. Join them each week as they share their experiences while giving you advice and tips along the way.
Hi, I'm Jeff.
Hi, and I'm Patty.
And this week we're going to give you our 8 favorite places that we have visited in 2023. Hopefully you get some good information from this and, you know, maybe put one or two of them on your radar. Who knows? That's coming up in a few minutes. Hey, we've had quite a week, haven't we?
Oh, we have. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, Pacific Northwest, Central Oregon, the Columbia River Gorge, Crater Lake, all in 1 week.
Oh my gosh, we stayed right on the Columbia River.
Yeah.
Beautiful RV park.
I'll tell you.
In a peach orchard. Yeah, it was so cool.
It was called Peach Beach.
Yeah.
You know, the name sounds like something out of a Mario Kart game.
I know.
Peach Beach, but man, you talk about peach orchards, tons of peach trees.
Yeah, but what was so nice, you know, this time of year, there was hardly anybody there.
I know, it was real quiet.
It was so nice. I slept so good because it wasn't like there were people right next to us, on top of us. It was wonderful.
Yeah, we also spent some time in Bend, Oregon.
Oh, yes, Bend.
And we met a couple of people that were next to us, Connie and Tom.
Yeah.
You know, this
is interesting.
Yeah, it really is. Because, you know, we've had some friends recently that have quit RVing. Mm-hmm. Jim and Melinda, Steph and Jeff. And now,
Connie and Tom.
Yeah, the first thing they say is, oh, you know what? We just bought a place here in Bend, Oregon. And we're going to live here.
They've been full time for the last 2 years. They sold their house. They sold everything.
Yeah, they're from Connecticut.
And they're starting all over.
Yeah, so.
You know?
And, I mean, is this a...
I mean, like, they're our age.
Some sort of sign or something?
I know.
Should we be doing this?
Yeah, they said they had been there like last May.
Yeah.
And they really loved it. And they swung around and came back. And sure enough, they found a house and they bought it.
Yeah, they did.
They love that area. It's really cool there.
And when we were talking to them, they had just come back from buying a TV, a washer and dryer, and a dishwasher.
Appliances, yeah. So they're getting ready to,
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Isn't that something?
But as we move along here, we're going to mention our 8 favorite places that we visited in 2023.
Yep. But first of all, here's a couple of honorable mentions.
We've already talked about them in a previous podcast, but we thought we'd mention them anyway. First of all, Glacier National Park.
Oh my gosh.
You've got to go there.
Yes.
West Glacier KOA is a place to stay.
Yeah.
It is rated one of the best KOAs in the country.
It is.
And they live up to that reputation.
Oh yes.
Clean as a whistle, anything you want.
So nice.
Yeah. And you have to visit the town of Whitefish.
Yes.
It's a must.
Uh-huh. It's just outside of Glacier National Park. Cutest town ever. Oh, man. Restaurants, shopping, lot of fun.
That's the best way to describe it. And then, of course, there's Theodore Roosevelt National Park, where the crowds are much less. You're not going to find a whole lot of people there.
Yeah.
The bison are all over the place,
yeah,
as well as the wild horses. However, speaking of the wild horses,
this is sad.
There's kind of a controversy here.
Yep.
And you may want to jump on this because you only have a couple more days. They want to remove a lot of the wild horses.
They do.
From the park.
And there is a website called wildlandswildhorses.com. But we'll put that into the description below. Now, you can go to this website and give your opinion on this because
right.
there's a lot of people that don't want them messing with the horses.
Right.
They don't want them taken out of there. Unfortunately, the deadline is October 25th at midnight.
Mm-hmm.
So go to the website and voice your opinion if you feel this is important to you.
Right. And you know what? The governor of North Dakota has come out and said he's against them taking horses out of there
That's
as well.
That's great, yeah.
But there is a balance, and I understand the national parks position here. You know, the land can only support so many animals.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, like I say, we're not trying to get in the middle of this thing.
Right.
This is something maybe you want to research and then make your opinion.
Yep.
All right, let's get on to our 8 favorite places that we visited here in 2023.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to start with
Monument Valley. That's number one. Monument Valley, Utah, just north of Arizona.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
Now, it's not a national park. It's actually under the jurisdiction of the Navajo Nation.
Yeah, it's actually on the border of Arizona and Utah.
Mm-hmm. But
it's beautiful.
Incredible. The area is filled with stunning rock formations. You can drive through the area or you can take a guided tour. The guided tours are really awesome. And also, there's another place called Monument Pass, another amazing place to explore.
Mm-hmm.
You can hike it. You can bike it with your motorcycle or by car. There's a lot to see mm-hmm. in that area.
Oh, yeah.
Now, we stayed at the KOA out there.
We did.
And it's out in the middle of nowhere.
Oh, my gosh. It's amazing. The views from there are just like...
Oh, phenomenal.
It's just all flat. And then you see all these big stones out in the distance, these mm-hmm. huge monuments. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it is. And, of course, they get wild horses there.
Yes.
We saw a lot of wild horses.
We did.
Of course, coyotes
mm-hmm.
and what have you.
Mm-hmm.
But just a beautiful part of the country that is totally different from anything else.
Yes.
So check that out.
Yes.
All right, what's next on our list?
Well, you know, I got to say, first of all, you know, we've been to Utah and we've only done Zion and Arches National Park.
Right.
So we're going to do number two with Arches National Park in Moab, Utah, because we haven't seen the rest of them.
Right. We haven't been to Bryce.
Right.
And there's several others.
There's
actually 5 national parks in Utah.
So we've only been to the two. Now, we loved Zion, but mm-hmm. this past year, we were at Arches, and oh my gosh, that was amazing. We loved it.
Yeah, and Moab is a pretty cool place.
Oh, I love Moab. What a cute town.
It's all made for the outdoors.
Oh, man.
Higher elevations, you can ski, you can snowmobile. In the lower elevations, you can hike. They have some magnificent bicycle trails.
Mm-hmm.
You can play golf, ride ATVs, and just about anything you can imagine.
A lot of RV parks there, so there's quite a few to choose from to stay at.
But Arches National Park is nearby, as well uh-huh. as Canyonlands National Park.
Yep.
We went to Arches, and we were just blown away.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, balanced rock.
Oh, yes!
You know, here's this big rock that's just kind of balancing. And
I know. It's
you're standing
crazy.
Below it thinking,
yeah.
oh, I hope it doesn't come down now.
Yeah, huge.
It's pretty cool. All right, what's next on our list of 8 cool places that we've been to in 23?
Well, number 3 is Apache Junction, Arizona,
mm-hmm.
because they have the Lost Dutchman State Park there.
Oh, my gosh. They also have the Superstition Mountains,
yeah.
ghost towns. The hiking is incredible, and you can take a day trip to Tortilla Flat.
Oh, yes.
Which is near a lake, and the drive there.
Oh, my gosh, the drive is beautiful.
It's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
But really love the Lost Dutchman State Park.
Yes.
Make sure you get reservations early because they sell out fast.
Mm-hmm.
They fill up, and mm-hmm. you can sometimes, like you, went online, got a cancellation.
Well, what I did was I have this website that I go to called wanderinglabs.com.
Mm-hmm.
And you go there and you put in what state park you want, and they will keep track of it. And as soon as the cancellation comes up, they will let you know immediately.
Right.
But you got to jump on it, because if you don't, somebody else is going to snag it.
Yeah, no doubt about
it. So that really helped, because we got 2 days right as we were going through. So the timing was perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a lot of fun. We had the campsite was beautiful. It was
fantastic.
Remember that? It was so private. It was really fun.
I mean, about 50 feet from me, a coyote walks by.
Yeah.
You know, while we're having a fire, it's like,
yeah.
What the?
Yeah.
That's not
evening.
A dog.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, owls and the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
Really cool. And somewhere out there in the desert near the Lost Dutchman State Park, there is a lost $300 million gold mine.
Oh, my gosh.
Nobody has found it, but supposedly it's out there. I don't know.
Someday, probably when we're long gone,
yeah,
I found it.
Yeah,
somebody
really.
Will find it.
Exactly.
But you know what else I love about that? The cactus. Oh, the cactus are beautiful there.
Oh, my gosh. Phenomenal.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't want to miss that place.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If. Only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
All right, let's move on. What's next on the list?
Okay, number four. We loved Atwood Lake Park in Atwood Lake, Ohio.
Atwood Lake is actually south of Canton, Ohio. There's lots to do, but it is part of the Muskegon Watershed Conservancy District. And they have a whole bunch of parks and a whole bunch of lakes, and the camping is fantastic. Mm-hmm. But I like Atwood Lake the best. The sites are brand new. A lot of them are on the water, and it's just beautiful.
Yeah, very nice.
Yeah, we thoroughly enjoyed that.
We did.
Yeah, and we're big fans of Ohio because there's a lot that you can do in Ohio. Everybody
mm-hmm.
talks about Arizona, they talk about California, they talk about all these places, but in the summertime, the Great Lakes are not to be ignored.
Yeah, because that's number five.
Right.
Number five on our list here is Sandusky, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, you've got so much to do there. You've got Cedar Point across the bay. Now, Cedar Point is an amusement park.
Right.
Huge. It's got, I think they have the most roller coasters of any amusement park.
It's world famous.
Yeah.
And not only that, but Sandusky has redone its downtown.
Yeah.
It's a uh-huh. lot of fun. We were there. We did, duck pin bowling.
Uh-huh.
We threw...
axes.
Axes.
Yes.
Had a nice dinner.
Yep.
It's a lot of fun.
Yes, and we stayed at the Bayfront Resort at Crossview, right on the bay. You can see Cedar Point right across the way at night. It's so pretty with Cedar Point all lit up.
Yeah.
Just a really nice place. So it's a lot of fun there. Lots to do.
Yep, and you're close to the ferries, and you're
close to the islands. Yes, you can get on a ferry and go to those islands,
yep.
Putin Bay. And
yeah, Kelly's Island. There's yep. so much. You know, the Ohio State Marching Band actually got on a ferry past summer and uh-huh. went to Putin Bay and did a parade.
Yes.
And they were playing on the ferry. And
yeah.
I mean, if it's good for the band, it's good for you.
That's right.
A lot of fun there on the islands
yeah.
in Ohio. All right, let's get back to our list. What's next?
All right, I know we've talked about this before, but I have to say it again. Number six is Duluth, Minnesota.
Oh,
we
yeah.
loved it there. I'd go back in a heartbeat. It's amazing. There's so much to do. And well, first of all, we stayed at a campground that was in a marina, which was really fun to see the boats. You know, we're not used to that. We're usually
That was called the Lakehead Boat Basin Marina.
Yeah.
They have a lot of RV sites.
They do. It's really cool. And it's within walking distance to Canal Park.
Right.
Which has shops, restaurants, great things to do there.
And on top of that, you can watch the freighters.
Yes, the freighters going
them.
By.
Yeah, they come into port and they go out of port. Right there at Canal Park, and it's just incredible. They've got a freighter that you can tour.
It's an old historic freighter that's docked there, and mm-hmm. you can just go and tour it.
There's the Lake Superior Maritime Museum.
Uh-huh. And there's a railroad museum, too.
So plenty of things to do,
uh-huh.
and you're right on Lake Superior. The town is steeped in history.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of little towns around there are also awesome to visit as well.
Yeah.
All right, let's get back to our list.
All right, number seven. We loved Sedona, Arizona.
Oh, what a place.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. We stayed in Cottonwood, which is kind of south of Sedona.
A little bit of a drive.
Yeah, too much of a drive.
Mm-hmm. But there is an RV park just outside of downtown Sedona. I'm staying there next time.
Yeah, Rancho Sedona is the name of the RV park.
Uh-huh.
And you're close. You can walk to a lot of things.
Yeah,
and it's
really
a
nice.
Really nice place to stay.
Yeah, what a cute town. It's beautiful. The architecture and the trees. It's like, oh my God, it's stunning.
Amazing. And you can do a ton of outdoor activities in Sedona.
Uh-huh.
And visit some of the outlying towns like Jerome.
Yes, Jerome.
The old mining town, which a lot of people say is haunted.
Yeah.
You know, and go to the haunted hamburger restaurant.
Yeah.
It's hilarious. There's all sorts of stuff on the ceiling that they glued up there.
Yeah.
Kind of like Joe Walsh in a hotel room.
Oh.
But supposedly it's haunted, you know?
Yeah.
It's a pretty cool place. All right. What's the last place?
Okay, we were just here yesterday.
Yes, we were.
Crater Lake National Park.
Wow.
Oh my goodness.
Oregon's only national park.
Yes.
But it is incredible.
Now you might think, oh, it's just a lake. Well, what it is.
Oh my gosh.
It's huge. It was actually a volcanic eruption that exploded, and it created this huge hole 7,700 years ago.
It's incredible.
I know. It collapsed, and it made this like 2,148 feet deep hole. Originally, the mountain was like 11,000 feet high.
Wow.
So that's how much blew off and made this big hole, right? Okay, now, it took 720 years for that lake to fill up to where it is.
It's amazing.
And the lake has a depth of 1,949 feet. It's the deepest lake in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And it fluctuates as the weather changes, you know, because you get rain and you get snow and stuff.
Right.
Oh, it's absolutely beautiful. The weather's great in the summer, but what happens is in the winter, it's really cold and wet. They get enormous snowfalls averaging 463 inches per year.
It's incredible.
With a maximum snow cover averaging 139 inches.
Yeah, what's really interesting is we're driving the roads, and you have to drive the rim road.
Yes, there's a rim road that goes all the way around it. It's 33 miles.
Incredible.
Beautiful. All these stops along the way.
But along the road are these huge poles that they put up so that they can, you know, do snow plowing and stuff.
Yes.
And we've got some pictures on some of our social media sites of these poles that are just unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
That's how much snow they get.
Yeah.
So it's good to get there. We lucked out. We got there here in the last part of October, and we had a beautiful day, and there was hardly anybody in the park.
Yes, it was a sunny day. But now let me tell you this also. Now, this lake has no inlets or tributaries. You know, there's no rivers coming into it. So that water is so clean and so pure, no pollutants.
Right.
You can see down 120 feet.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's just so blue. It's just beautiful.
Well, there you have our eight really great places that we visited in 2023.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that gives you some ideas, or maybe you're going to be in the area of some of those places. By all means, take them in. We've already tested them, and we loved them.
Yeah.
Well, that does it for this episode. We'll be back next week with another one. You can follow us at rockinthervlife.com, rockinthervlife on Instagram and TikTok, and Jeff Kinsbach on Facebook.
And until next time, don't forget, it's never too early to start planning that next trip of yours.
It's the Rockin' the RV Life podcast with Jeff and Patty. Hear more of their adventures on the road with our next episode. If you liked what you heard, please subscribe and tell your friends.